This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home. It's 5. We've got some guests, Jack.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, we do.
Emily and Tanza from the Brunswick Music Festival.
Good afternoon. Thank you. Thanks for the applause.
Now, there's so much happening in Melbourne at the moment in February. Of course, we're celebrating midsummer. But fast forward a little bit to March. Get your diaries out. Start your planning.
Yes.
Because the Brunswick Music Festival is coming.
The 3rd to the 17th of March, it is. I think before we were actually saying this weekend, but we were just confused.
I'm so confused. Emily, tell me more about it. So it's two weeks of music.
That's right. I think we're all confused. Long weekend, what day is it? I keep saying Monday to everybody.
I had the same thing today. Yes. Yeah.
So Brunswick Music Festival, March 3rd to March 17th. Uh-huh. It all kicks off with the Sydney Road Street Party on the Sunday the 3rd.
Love a good street party.
Yeah, which is wild. And this time, for the first time ever, we're starting with a parade. So lots of families and community groups and organisations and businesses. The theme is Our Place in Space. And so everyone's interpreting that theme. I imagine a lot of tinfoil, lots of, you know, space suits. And then bookended with the closing night, Tanza is throwing a party called Deep Fried Disco.
I sure am. At Brunswick Mechanics Institute, we're transforming it into a big disco party. There's going to be live music, more traditional disco and Italo disco artists. We've got drag acts, dance acts, performance artists, crazy stuff. The lineup is in front of Emily, and maybe she can drop a few of the names so I don't forget anybody.
Go for it.
Deep fried.
Yeah. It's a great space as well, the Mechanics Institute as well.
Yeah, there's multiple rooms. If it gets a bit too disco-fied for you, you
can,
you can retreat to the bar.
Yeah, I agree. No. You will find me on the dance floor. But if so the Mechanics Institute is going to be acting as the festival hub for the duration of the festival. We're calling it Mechanica. So every night there's going to be stuff happening, and so it just is very fitting that the closing night will be a big old disco. Yes.
And you got the Huxleys performing.
Yes. Yeah, the Huxleys.
I love the Huxleys.
Aren't they wonderful?
Yes.
Yeah, they're really an installation in themselves even before they start performing.
It's like conceptual art. Performance art?
I'd call them performance art. They've started singing too, so they're becoming a musical installation performance art as well.
And you got Dan Drogeny on the
Dan Drogeny, who is a extremely singular, chaotic, beautiful drag performer and dancer. Karen from Finance, Melbourne legend.
Because you've met Karen from Finance.
When she was doing a something at the Mechanics Institute as well. The office party thing.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was actually the last time I performed at Brunswick Mechanics Institute, and the venue was so stunning and just perfect for a night out, because you're not confined to a room. Like it was such an event in itself, just having a space that you can move around and dance and chill and go to the bar. It was wonderful. And the lineup's rounded out with, who else have I got? Holly Durant, who's a wonderful comic and contemporary dancer and performance artist herself. And our three music acts are Fabio Umberto, who's an Italian Italo disco artist, Claudia Jones, who's a wonderful disco artist, and myself, Tanza. I've been working on a record called Deep Fried Disco that I will be previewing at this event. Deep fried is a term that I kind of developed over the years, describing the kind of disco that I like, which is that I prefer. I love all disco, but there's a particular kind of genre that is just a little bit more cooked than traditional disco. It's like, I grew up in Italy. I grew up kind of singing songs, and even when the Italian artists made music that was in English, it's like the English was really bad. It's the whole Italo disco production is very, very dear to my heart, and I love unearthing strange disco finds.
That's very fun.
It's so fun, but you are such a tease. We have to wait, because it's going to be an album preview on the 17th of March, and now we have to wait.
Yeah, I'm going to release a promo video to promote the show that has a bit of a taste of the music, and then it's just all going to come out in a big lump and it's going to be fabulous.
And when you say deep fried, I sort of think of deep fried as being like a naughty treat, like, you know, yes, sort of like a naughty,
definitely,
you know.
Yeah,
absolutely. I must have it's deep fried.
Yeah, yeah. It's, it, yeah. I do.
And then disco.
Yeah, I do absolutely mean it like that because it is a naughty treat, and the occasions, I work as a DJ also, the occasions that I get to do a full deep fried disco set, like I did last week at the opening of Midsummer, I was just full deep fried disco the whole time, and so many people were like, oh, this song, and I haven't, it's just, it's guilty pleasures, but I find that there's such a beauty as well about extravagant, overly emotional, fabulous, slightly wrong disco.
It's so great, like you want deep fried disco that night, and then the next day you want deep fried to recover.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Bring more deep fried treats. Is that the next day? No.
Deep fried. Also, discuss also describing the state of mind of probably some of the musicians when you listen to the recordings.
Yeah.
It's like a great evening. And of course, the whole Brunswick Music Festival. Now, Emily, where can people find out more about the Brunswick Music Festival?
Probably best to go to the website, I would say, brunswickmusicfestival.com.au, or the Facebook or Instagram. I think there's a lot happening. It's 2 weeks of many, many events, 19 venues.
Now, is it all Australian music?
Yeah. There are 3 international artists, but predominantly local this year. Yep. So Snail Mail, Jay Maskus, and Flo-Hio, a British rapper.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah, performing.
And Tanz, if people wanted to get a bit of a sneak peek, find out a little bit more about your work, where would they go?
I'm all over the socials. My Tanzer is spelled T-A-N-Z-E-R, and you can look me up on Instagram, Tanzer, 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 Facebook.com, Tanzer, 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 everything, Tanzer, Tanzer, Tanzer. It's like Marsha, 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 but German.
There you go. Thank you so much. We look forward to finding out a little bit more about it. It's closer to the event, so that is the Brunswick Music Festival with the Deep Fried Disco happening on the final night, Sunday the 17th of March. Plan ahead, people, plan ahead.
Definitely.
Plan your outfit.
Oh, plan your outfit, exactly. Oh,
sequin.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.